Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, Gary, G-A-R-Y, 12-15-42. Sin 111. No, 110. 2026. Miss Carrie Gary was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Miss Gary is currently in her actually dated 1-9-2026 instead of 1-10. She's in her third benefit period, extending from 11-26-2025 to 1-24-2026. This is an 83-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of senile degeneration of the brain, not elsewhere classified. History of urinary incontinence, dementia and other diseases, agitation, behavioral issue, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, neurocognitive disorder with Lewy bodies and anxiety disorder, period. Patient has lost 5 pounds in the past month, period. Patient is very, patient only talks gibberish. This gives her a FAST score of 7C as in Charlie with a PPS score of 40%, period. Patient has very little appetite. Patient sleeping during the day, all day, and stays up at night per caregiver. Patient has behavioral issue, requires medication, which requires medication to control. She eats very little, eats about 50%, 30 to 40% of her meals at this time, period. Patient's daughter, Monica, states that patient has had a huge change in her condition in the past 4 weeks or so. She's had falls, she's had weakness, severe debilitation, weight loss, decreased appetite, agitation, no longer able to, decreased mentation, no longer able to recognize family. Patient subsequently was placed in a care of a, no, just don't say that. Patient's overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. By the way, the weight loss has given her a max MAC of 21.5 centimeter on the right side. At the time of examination, I spoke to Rose, patient's caregiver, who tells me that patient must be fed now, is not able to make her needs known. just childlike behavior. It gets very anxious. Otusat was at 99%, pulse is 78, respirations 18, with blood pressure of 110 over 88. Patient fights everyone and grabs things, and they're not able to take it away from her, which makes taking care of her very hard. Overall prognosis remains poor given the findings mentioned above and the changes in her condition. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.